At Azura Memory Care in Eau Claire, 20 residents with various forms of dementia gather around tables during a 40th anniversary party for Bob and Lois Scorgi. Bob has been in the nursing home for the past 10 years. Lois says he was diagnosed with dementia when he was 60.
And then it came a time when he was in the hospital a great deal, and he fell so much that I was told that he should have a home to live in instead of at home.
Scorgi says it's hard not having her husband at home, but with Bob's physical and medical needs taken care of, she can spend more time doing what he loves, like singing.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. There are 15 cars and 15 restless
Bob is one of around 25,000 residents over 65 living in Wisconsin nursing homes, classified as having a white non-Hispanic heritage. But over the last decade, that population has fallen by 10,000 people as more families turn to assisted living facilities and home care options. Other groups, like Asian Americans, have seen numbers decline as well. In 2012, only 1% of people of Asian descent 65 years and older lived in Wisconsin nursing homes. Pa Tao is the executive director of the Eau Claire Hmong Mutual Assistance Association. She says she's not surprised by the numbers. Tao says Hmong tradition holds that elders should stay home and be cared for by their children.
It's really the youngest son. It's his responsibility to take care of the, older parents when they need, or when they're at the point where they can't take care of themselves. He will have his own family and still have, you know, his parents there.
But that tradition is changing. Tao says while it's still a taboo to send an elder to a nursing home, they seem to want more independence.
And so we're seeing that there is a trend there where, you know, the older parent just want their own space and not so much to be in a big household with their kids and their grandkids.
Now, Hmong-owned home care businesses are stepping in to offer specialized medical care that children can't provide. In the Native American community, the percentages of elders living in nursing homes has been comparable to their white counterparts, though the actual number is much smaller. 2 years ago, 3.5% of Native Americans 65 and older lived in nursing homes. Ho-Chunk Nation member Ron Wilbur grew up taking care of his elders, and now his father-in-law lives with he and his family. But he says many families now are busier and working more. Luckily, he says, gaming revenues helped the Ho-Chunk create a comprehensive elder caregiver program, which offers home visits.
We've finally got the opportunity to afford for our elders. I think that's a big thing. I know our tribe, we've got our tribal aging units. They get, you know, meals, they get nurses, doctors.
While the overall nursing home population in Wisconsin has declined in the last 10 years or so, the Department of Health Services says it's plateauing. And with close to 19% of the state over the age of 65, they expect demand for nursing home care among all ethnic groups to increase. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.